Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified woman from somewhere in the UK. Now, she recently went on Facebook to post a picture of proof that her boyfriend was cheating on her. And to be fair, we don't know if she'd always been suspecting him of cheating or if she just unexpectedly stumbled upon the evidence. But either way, she posted a picture of an unsheathed and used condom that she found stuffed in the sofa cushions. So she's cleaning up around the house. She finds a condom, takes a picture, puts it up on Facebook. Now, in addition to her actual friends that she physically knows, the other 160,000 people that visited her Facebook page, they saw the post. They also pointed out that her boyfriend, he might well be cheating on her. But her proof was not proof. You see, they got to the bottom of this quickly. They observed the picture, and a lot of people said, "Ma'am, that looks familiar, but I don't think it's a condom." Turns out they were correct. The used condom that she found inserted into the sofa cushions was actually a wrapper for what's called pepperami, which is a meat snack, kind of like a Slim Jim that they sell in England. All right, so she posts the picture, and people are like, "Man, it kind of looks like a condom. It's not a condom. My man enjoys his meat sticks." That's all it was. We don't know if she ever confronted her boyfriend, if this caused any kind of problem. But the good news for her is that he's, well, if he is cheating, he's not using a condom. But one commenter, they said, "Look, if you think that that could be a condom, your bigger problem is the size of your boyfriend's penis." Because, again, think of a Slim Jim wrapper.
Oh, yes.
Right. But anyway, good news.
It's all about the meat stick.
Just a pepperami. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yes, Stephen Thrillhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, JD. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, JD, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Then you know you have a choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign objects that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's look at interior decorating.
What?
All right there, JD. Here is your story. In this case, they say a young woman has issued a warning to couples after getting something surgically removed from her rectum. Emily Georgia, 20 years old, she was left almost needing a colostomy bag when a little something vanished into the backside during a night of passion. Now, after attempts to manually retrieve it failed, a concerned friend rushed Georgia to the hospital where doctors warned her there was a risk of it perforating her bowel. Well, the woman is now speaking out to warn others that embarrassment should not stop those who find themselves in similar predicaments from seeking medical help. Georgia said, and I quote, "I began to panic, and I told my boyfriend I needed to go to the hospital. He said it should come out naturally on the toilet. And then he said, I'm really sorry. I have to work earlier in the morning. And then he took off." She continues, "My housemate didn't believe me at first. When I began to get upset, she realized I was not joking." Well, anyway, the pair rushed to the hospital, and Georgia was assessed and then went in for an X-ray, which showed just how high up the object had gone. She says, quote, "I waited for 3 hours. By this point, the pain started to kick in." Now, she was being wheeled to have surgery the following day. Doctors told her if they could not extract it rectally, they might have to go through the bowel and take out some of her bowel, which could mean at least 6 months with a colostomy bag. And again, this is all just to have some fun sex the night before. Well, she underwent an hour-long surgery, which involved placing a camera inside before the object was actually manually extracted. The question is, what was manually extracted from her backside? Was it a toothbrush, a golf ball, a shampoo bottle, or just a sex toy? So toothbrush, golf ball, shampoo, or sex toy, one of those things disappeared into the backside.
A shampoo bottle seems pretty big.
Well, I'm assuming we're not talking like the full, like, head and shoulder size, probably more the travel size.
Yeah, the hotel room size.
Right, I'm assuming.
I mean, it's still wide. I mean, come on. I'm thinking about choosing the toothbrush, but what do you guys think?
Toothbrush isn't a bad call if you're worried about something being perforated.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped placing toothbrushes, mm-hmm. I reckon.
Well, you got to make sure it's clean, man.
That's what I'm saying. Only new ones for me, fresh out of the package.
Yeah, I'll probably just stick with toothbrush. I mean, that was my gut. It makes more sense than anything else, but again, you guys play this game to flip stickers.
The shampoo bottle just because she's already in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you're right. It seems like, I don't know, I'm just picturing she got too fired up and shampoo one bottle went in.
Remember, she's having sex with her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
So this was, yeah. That they both agreed to give this thing a try. It just did not end the way she would like it to.
I brush my teeth in the shower, so.
All right. Ted, what do you mean?
I mean, my toothbrush is in there.
I like the shampoo bottle.
Ted's going to go there. And yeah. JD, you're going to stick with toothbrush, final answer?
Yes, sir.
I'm going Titleist Pro V1. There's a reason that the Benoit Foundation carries a string, and I think that that's part of the plan here.
I like that you're very specific, not just a golf ball, but specifically this type of golf ball.
Definitely a Titleist Pro V1, probably a distance ball. That's why I went so far up. So I'm going to go with golf ball. But you're going to go toothbrush, final answer, JD?
Yes, sir.
We're going to find out what she had up there next. Was it a toothbrush, a golf ball, a shampoo bottle, or a sex toy?
That was a tease.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category interior decorating on profile. This woman had to get something surgically removed from her backside. She and her man were enjoying a little sexy time. And now she is just saying, hey, she's warning others, look, if you've ever thought about trying this, please do not do this because it could be catastrophic. You could have a colostomy bag for 8-10 months. Sure, not a good idea. Question is, what is she warning other couples not to do? Is it with a toothbrush, a golf ball, a shampoo bottle, or a sex toy?
And what I like about this particular episode is you guys went all over the place on this, right? Everyone kind of had their own idea. Miles Montgomery, we'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
You said a golf ball, specifically a...
Titleist Pro V1.
Pro V1, yeah.
Okay.
And not because you got the style of ball wrong. It just wasn't a golf ball at all.
Yeah,
I'm not splitting hairs on it. Yeah, I'd have given it to you, you know?
The smell.
Dean Ted Smith, you went with the shampoo bottle.
Shampoo bottle.
Shampoo.
No.
Maybe if so that leaves you, JD. You went with the old toothbrush.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Believe it or not, it's just a standard old sex toy.
Huh.
Yeah, it just went a little too far into the keister. Couldn't get it out. They showed a picture of it. It kind of looks like a teardrop shape with a handle on a fat end, if you will. So the pointy end, you know, for easier insertion, went up. But that's the part that almost perforated her bowel.
Yeah.
So luckily for her, she was like, look. F embarrassment. I need this thing out of me.
But they are called plugs.
And you know what? It lives up to its name. Plugged her up.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers. Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's a no.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's a good point. All these guys have teams of talented writers and help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
With the new CDC guidance, some businesses have dropped their mask policy, but others, like Walmart, are still requiring them. Walmart still requires a mask, but somehow still doesn't require pants.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
With the new CDC guidance, some businesses have dropped their mask policies, but I saw that others, like Walmart, are still requiring them. Yep, as of now, Walmart still requires a mask, but somehow it doesn't require pants.
The Preakness is being held this weekend, The Preakness is running this weekend, which is held in Baltimore. The Baltimore mayor was upset about it because, quote, the last thing this city needs is another dope head.
Need Ted Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
We live there. I know.
Right? Yeah. I was like, Jay might say that. I was explaining to people this weekend what a lovely area Pimlico is in.
You've heard bad stories about Baltimore, deservedly so. And then you take Preakness, the second crown of the...
Triple Crown.
Second jewel of the Triple Crown. Think of one of the worst neighborhoods in a terrible city and drop your track right in the middle of that. That is exactly it.
Police in Florida are searching for a man that stole more than $12,000 worth of Leonard Skinner memorabilia. $12,000 worth? So basically all of it?
Either SNL or Seth Meyers. I'm going to go SNL.
SNL.
It's SNL.
Police in Florida are searching for a man who stole more than $12,000 worth of Leonard Skinner memorabilia. Wow, $12,000 worth? So all of it?
Researchers at the University of Arizona had discovered a cure for bad breath in dogs. That's right. The cure can eliminate the smell for 2 hours. I wouldn't call that a cure. I'd call that an Altoid.
Seth Meyers. Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Researchers at the University of Arizona have developed a cure for bad breath in dogs. That's right. The cure can eliminate the smell for about 2 hours. I wouldn't call that a cure. I'd call that an Altoid. Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Preakness?
No.
I totally forgot it was on.
So did I. I'm usually up on stuff like that, but yeah. And obviously the huge story is the Horseman Kentucky Derby, who we saw today. Bob Baffert, that trainer, he got banned from New York State. Like, he can't even go to the track at the Belmont.
Jesus, man.
We're saying that's like the best team in any sport that you like, having to forfeit or be disqualified.
Sure. I mean, so he's historically one of the better horse trainers, but, you know, and he's like, it's cancel culture. It's like, or your horse tested dirty.
And they have before.
Yeah, this isn't new for him. And also, like I was talking about this weekend, but it's not new for horse racing. Unfortunately, horse racing has a dark side to it, which is a lot of juicing up horses, putting them on steroids. Hell, I think they used to give them cocaine or something.
They did. Not only that, which is exactly why they do the drug testing, because it's known, right?
Even the jockeys. I mean, they're like high school wrestlers trying to cut weight. So like before the race, you know, if they weigh 150 pounds, they want to be like 135. So they will do that, too, just to get their weight down.
The purging stall.
Which is insane because they're already small guys.
Right.
You know, so now they're even cutting more weight. And that's how a lot of them have done it before.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, horse racing and jock. I mean, look, it's fun to watch this stuff, but that is that sport definitely has a pass to it.
Mm-hmm.
And not
same with dog racing. If it races and it's an animal, there's probably something going on that's a little bit iffy.
Well,
you got it. It's coming.
Sorry, it's getting there.
Countdown to the sneeze. I'm going to say within 30 seconds.
You're right, though. I mean, look, most sports that people can bet on, like any competition like that, like there's going to be some things that happen that shouldn't.
Absolutely. And now that you have sports betting opening up, you know what I mean? It's, trust me, you're going to hear about it more.
Well, I think the major sports are just too big for that to happen anymore.
They already have all the protocols in place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it's easier for them to catch the stuff. And the players, they have more to lose. You know, it's one thing to be a jockey and Bob Baffert gets whatever, than be a jockey for a different trainer. You get popped in the NFL. I mean, look at Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
You can bounce around, but if you get eventually you're just out, right? So.
All right. Let's see. We got some news coming out. There's going to be a lot of stories coming out this week on the networks are lining up their shows, so what they're going to keep and what they're going to get rid of.
All right.
The biggest news so far is that Black-ish is ending after the coming season.
It's been on for a while, hasn't it?
It's been on for 8 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they're doing it on their own terms, so it's kind of like, before we get stale, you know what I mean? Like, oh, have a good memory of the show.
Yeah.
8 seasons is a great run.
It is. And I've seen a lot of funny episodes, but Thurl's right. I think they're probably just like, been a good run. Mm-hmm. Let's just end it.
And the kids are getting old enough that it's, you know.
Yeah, well, one kid already left, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she can come back, because ABC's also getting rid of Mixed-ish?
Mixed-ish, yeah.
Yeah. The dramas Rebel and For Life.
Rebel. A funny thing about Rebel, they advertised the living hell out of that, right? Katie Sagal show. It can have been on for 2 months, maybe? They were pushing their advertising for the show, I want to say, like in March. Like, check it out. It's May. And they're already like, yeah, no.
That is crazy. Yeah, and when I... For whatever, used to be when you heard Rebel, you'd think about the Confederacy.
Sure.
And then, now I only think about Rebel Wilson.
Okay, well, that's better.
That's definitely a change.
Right. That's a better
name. That's the TV show, but just like...
But if you're a Star Wars fan, you heard Rebel, and that's Luke Skywalker's game.
Right, because he's in...
He's the Rebel. Okay. Or he's with the Rebels.
Or Billy Idol, is Rebel Yell.
That's true.
That is a good point.
Which is just more, more, more.
Apparently that is the Rebel Yell.
Yeah.
Mo.
People love that song.
Wow.
Let's see. CBS is canceling the legal drama All Rise and the comedy The Unicorn.
All right. Not sure I'm familiar with either one of those two shows.
Well, they've only been on, they only lasted 2 seasons, okay. So it's not shocking there.
Well, at least they got a 2 season run. Because, I mean, that show Rebel, again, it's been on for 30 seconds, it's gone. So at least you got 2 seasons to try to get it right.
We saw a unicorn crossing the street with her mother earlier today. Very cute.
This little girl walked out, and, you know, as little kids go, in spite of the fact that what you're wearing is very clearly a costume for her, it was her coat because it's raining. And I mean, big unicorn head, rainbow.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she's just comfortable. That's what this is.
If you like, you guys like Keenan? Have you watched that one yet?
I saw one episode of it, and it was better than I thought it would be. I mean, I didn't have any belly laughs, but it's better than I thought.
Well, Keenan, Mr. Mayor, Young Rock, they're all staying on. There's going to be some new comedies as well, American Auto and Grand Crew. And then the final season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine will debut this coming August.
Okay, all right.
Which makes sense, because Brooklyn Nine-Nine, right, was on...
Was it Fox first?
And yeah.
Then what, it was taken off, like went to cable or something and came back to network?
I believe, yeah, I want to say that's what, or somebody else was like, all right, well.
Yeah, it did a lot of ricocheting.
Yeah, but. And we're like, screw it, we'll stick with it. The final season of This Is Us is being held for 2020.
We need this.
I bet there'll be some viewing parties for that one.
You know there will be.
Oh my goodness.
Let's get together and cry.
Yeah. I mean, you had just, you know, I don't know. They box wine. Cheese and crackers.
Staying home with the kids tonight. Just drink his beer.
Right. I mean, you can just see that one coming a mile away, man. There is no doubt about that one. Let's see. Chicago, Med, Fire, they're all Chicago, PD.
They're staying.
Thursday nights for Law and Order, for the Defense, SVU, and Organized Crime. So basically, the big shows, the crime drama shows, and everything in Chicago is sticking.
I feel like it's easier, and I don't know this, but I would think that it's easier to have a successful drama, because there's only three kinds, right? Like, you're a detective, you're a cop, you're a doctor. And there's a few exceptions, but inevitably, that's what it's about, and that's kind of it, right?
It just seems like...
Or family, right? Because you have We Be This, and I'm sure some other shows where you just...
I just feel like it's always Chicago. Like, there was NYPD Blue, but if you said to me, we're going to have a cop drama or like a fireman show, like what shit? And I'm like, oh, it'll be in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I feel like everything's in New York or LA, unless they tell you otherwise in the title of the show, right?
Right.
Because if you say, hey, man, I'm putting on a cop drama, you just assume that's going to be New York because every goddamn thing's in New York. So that's why you have to say New Orleans or Chicago.
And if you don't mention a big town and it's somewhere in between, then it's got to be a comedy, like Reno 911.
Or even like, with the comedies. You know, the Conner family lives in blah, 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 what, Ohio or Indiana. Rarely do they live in the big cities. Only cops and lawyers live in big cities. Everyone else, middle
and
America.
And hospitals. They only have hospitals in big cities.
Oh, yeah, if you live in middle America, you're dead. Mm-hmm. There are no hospitals in middle America.
There's a regional center.
Right, there's a regional center, and that's it.
And you don't want to have to go.
Oklahoma regional.
Hey, if you're going to watch something tonight, the NHL has started their playoffs.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to the East Coast, where police stopped 46 cars going over 90 on I-95, all in 3 hours' time. Meanwhile, a Florida man is charged with burglary and carjacking because he left his cell phone at the scene of the crime. Illinois inmate's tattoo immediately disqualifies him from being a Walmart greeter. Man finds a big chip in his bag that is way bigger than his Peter. And a Seattle coffee company creates a coffee-free coffee. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Oh, that's up. Sorry, we go to Chicago where a man may be having second thoughts about his tattoo. He's due in court in the near future to answer for his charges of burglary, but he may be investing in a makeup artist or a tasteful cap, as he's permanently marked himself with a phrase writing right in the middle of his forehead, quote, F you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's clear as day.
And it's stamped. It almost looks like he took a giant typewriter and just smashed it right there on his
face. Not only that, but it's been there for 20-some years.
Oh, yeah, it's
like
faded.
He has previous arrests, but whatever.
Sure.
It's just fading a little bit more over time. But it's,
right.
Hey, those tattoos don't go away real easy.
No, they don't.
No.
It's one of those where you're going to have to add to it to make it a little bit softer. Like, right. Put a question mark at the end of it or something.
Huh. That'll do it.
You.
Italicize the
like
you.
God milk?
Exactly. In other news, TikTok is once again torn on the opinion of one woman's revenge antics. We covered this a little bit earlier today. She had separated with her boyfriend a couple years back and immediately began plotting a scheme to make her now ex a jealous man. She actually hired the services of a man to take part in a photo shoot with her, in which she rented a venue and dresses that she had her friends wear in order to fabricate a wedding.
This couldn't have been a cheap plan.
No, not at all.
Bridesmaid dresses.
I don't care what she did. It just seems to me, if you have that kind of money, it could definitely be better spent.
Right.
If you're not actually getting married.
She then posted the photos to social media, and then the dummy took the bait. He showed up at her home wanting to talk and worried that she had cheated on him during their time together.
Why do you care if you're no longer together?
She got her wish as she dismissed him and there on the porch and then deleted and blocked him from her social media. The rest of the internet is pretty well split on the opinion of her plot, with some people, you know, cheering her on, saying how great it was. There were others that were like, you took it to a whole new level of petty.
It just seems ridiculous.
It is. I mean, if that's what you needed to be satisfied, okay.
Because you know that she dropped at least four figures to make this happen. Now, she didn't go ahead, you know, she didn't get the DJ or the food or anything like that, but she rented a venue.
Still got to rent the venue for and the dresses. Hey, look,
the photographer, the husband.
It could have been just as simple as the fact that, look, they were together. She wanted to move on. She wanted to get married. She wanted to have a family. She wanted to do all those things, and the guy just wasn't ready to do it.
Right.
So he said, hey, man, it's not that I don't want to be with you. I don't think I'm at that stage yet where that's what I want to do.
But who knows? My thought is whoever would be next in line, I'd be like, man, you know, I try not to be terribly judgy, but nah.
Yeah.
Right. There's something wrong with you.
That's a big flag.
And that means that whatever guy that she gets with is eventually going to find her TikTok, and they're going to see what she did here and go, okay.
How's she going to get back at me?
But I do agree with you, Miles, that after you two have split up, what do you care if she might have cheated on you while the two of you were together?
Yeah.
Assuming some time has gone by, right?
Right. Yeah. Unless you just want to get it off your chest and just call her all kinds of names and whatnot, all right, but
that's something else. They broke up in 2019. It's been a couple years.
Right.
So,
she told the story.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
So this probably happened fairly recently because he was alarmed. You know,
speed with which she got married.
Right. Okay. If it's been 2 years, you're a little bit uncomfortable, but okay, it is what it is. But if she put this thing up within 90 days of the two of them breaking up, then there's some questions. But even then,
it's still a lot of goddamn money to spend.
Right. Save your doggone money. It ain't worth it, man. Because I guarantee she's going to look back on that and see the thousands that she lost and just feel stupid, I hope. We go to Florida where one man broke a very important rule of the job. A man woke up early in the morning and noticed that his laptop was missing and took a look around the house. He went to his kitchen to find a burglar inside with his replica samurai sword in one hand and his car keys in the other. The burglar then commanded the man to carry a basket of stolen goods out to his car, where the burglar then made his getaway. Police were called and found him rather quickly, as the burglar had made the mistake of bringing his cell phone on the job and left it behind.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Why do people bring their wallets, their IDs, their cell phone? Look, it's enough that maybe they can get fingerprints or forensics, but like, when you leave your cell phone, they don't even make TV shows about
that.
No! Not only that, but look, if I take my cell phone into Applebee's, they know I was in Applebee's.
Right.
Where was he that night? We pinged him in the location of Applebee's.
Yeah, we pinged
his receipt
phone.
From his debit card from Applebee's. I mean, if I take my phone someplace, they're going to be able to pinpoint a general area where I was at that time.
Correct.
Yeah. Enough to get your ass incarcerated.
Yeah.
There seems to be a hurry in New Hampshire. State police reportedly stopped and cited more than 40 drivers going no less than 25 miles over the speed limit. Patrol cars and aviation crews scanned a stretch of highway where the speed is 65 miles an hour, and they stopped several drivers moving at an excess of 90 miles per hour, with about 10 going over 100, and that includes 3 going over 115.
That is impressive.
And that is it for headlines.
That's 95.
Mike Hawk is out.
95 means 95. I will see you for Ryan Castle next time. We will sit and spin bitches. The lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.